WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is frustrated with Ukraine's President Zelensky following the escalation of words in the past few days, the president blaming Ukraine for Russia's invasion. President Zelensky responded, saying Trump was living in a disinformation space. Waltz says he remains confident the U.S. can make a peace deal.
We have to talk to both sides in order to get to both sides to the table. And both sides have said only President Trump could do that.
The IRS starting the layoff, some 6,000 new and newly promoted employees across the country. A source familiar with the planning told ABC News are getting pink slips. It comes as the tax filing season heats up. A group of federal probationary workers, meantime, across multiple agencies tell ABC News even though they accepted the White House's offer to resign, they've still been fired. Israeli police say a series of explosions occurring on buses in Tel Aviv today in what they called a suspected terror attack. No one was injured. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from maintaining vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow residential property owners to keep less than five chickens or quails, but could allow those local governments to require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would prohibit local governments from prohibiting or requiring permits for vegetable or flower gardens. Wisconsin emergency officials are sharing flood preparation tips with residents ahead of Flood Safety Awareness Week. Governor Tony Evers declared next week as Flood Safety Awareness Week, hoping to remind residents to evaluate their properties and have a plan for unexpected flooding. Residents should stay informed of weather conditions, keep valuables out of their basements, and clean their gutters regularly to limit flood damage or avoid it entirely. They should also create an emergency plan ahead of time and consider purchasing flood insurance. The Duluth Department of Public Works is proposing a new monthly surcharge to residents to fund repair projects at the water treatment plant. According to city officials, the monthly $5 charge would begin in May of this year if approved. They're hoping the new surcharge will help provide funding for an estimated $42 million in repair projects and could last for as much as 20 years if the city is unable to secure state or federal funding to decrease the financial burden of the projects. A public hearing on the proposal will be held on March 18th. Wisconsin wildlife officials say they're recommending that a record number of tags be issued for the 2025 elk hunting season. According to the Department of Natural Resources, the elk population reached a record high of 554 last year. Due to the increased population, the DNR is recommending a quota of 8 bulls in the northern herd, as well as 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The Natural Resources Board will vote on the proposal on February 26th. The elk season will open on October 18th. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Bobby Portis suspended. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis for using a non-approved painkiller. Portis thought he was using Toradol to reduce swelling. His agent says he was mistakenly given a prescription for Tramadol by an assistant. Portis now facing a 25-game suspension. Just yesterday, Portis was informed that 7 suspects had been charged with breaking into his Milwaukee area home last fall.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, Bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. That was Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's an invasion of privacy. And you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they're able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, highs 15 to 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, more clouds and upper 30s Sunday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, Good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabba from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, being a part. You can join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-7. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board for you today. And jazzed as hell, my co-host for the day, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays.
That's exactly Jim. Right.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. Hope we don't use up all your material. Nah, but you know.
we both know that 17 more things will happen between now and Saturday morning.
Right, man. Well, one of the things that happened today, Counselor, yes. Cash Patel.
Cash Patel.
Cash Money Patel, man. He is now in charge of the FBI, and wow.
He's an author of children's books, Dom, right?
He is an author of a book. One of his books from 2023, according to Notice.org, Government Gangsters. You know, and a guy named Cash is talking about gangsters kind of gets me going. Here's the title, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. He made a list of 60 public officials and staffers, which included members of Trump's first administration, as well as former President Joe Biden's, claiming they were members of the deep state. He also claimed the FBI, now this is the organization he is now leading, he claimed the FBI instigated the January 6th Capitol riot.
Yes.
It's the FBI. It's like Ukraine made Russia invade,
right?
You know, why did you make me hit you again, Jim? You know what I'm saying? Right. What are we talking about
here? It's the same complete on his head, not logic. It's mislogic, whatever the opposite of logic is. And yes, indeed, sometime between now and tomorrow morning when he'll go into that building, that J. Edgar Hoover building, that's the 1970s, kind of an ugly building right there and right across the street from the Department of Justice. And he'll be in charge of quite literally thousands of special agents, both there in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And yes, to the extent that, again, this is a man who's talked about enemies, he's got them in that book. He's talked about turning the Department of Justice into a museum on day one. Well, hopefully he won't do that, but we'll see what tomorrow brings. But this issue, once again, of believing that somehow the special agents, the leadership of the Department of Justice, and yes, indeed, the FBI in particular, orchestrated January 6th. That should have disqualified him from the get-go. And I realize it doesn't, because we've got this extreme loyalty inside the United States Senate these days. But this is the man who now maybe believes in these kinds of conspiracies, and the people around him, plainly we know, they're also leaving. They're also leaving because they cannot tolerate the craziness on this, right? And here's the fine point on it. We talk, again, somewhat with tongue in cheek, but again, I've often said this, and you've said this as well, Dom. The investigation is the punishment, right? Yeah. You don't necessarily need to get down the street to the Pettyman federal courthouse and get a grand jury to indict. You open that file. It says Dominic Salvia on it. And let's take a look at what he may have done. Truly a fishing expedition. No basis whatsoever. cash, those kinds of cases, they're really begun at the FBI. At some point, they're walked across the street or they're brought to U.S. attorney's offices around the country. And then the question is, does a U.S. attorney want to put her or his imprimatur on those and pursue and a grand jury matter?
You mean the new U.S. attorney that was just appointed by Donald Trump?
There you go, right? Martin, who quite literally is a couple of blocks away in the U.S. attorney's office right there. But the investigations themselves, those can and do begin at the FBI. And that should send chills once again up and down the backs of everybody who's thinking about America and the possibility once again that you could be targeted if you are. And indeed, their requests for your testimony, your statements, your all sorts of, we want documents from you, Mr. Santel, about what you have done, about, you know, and again, at the other at the Treasury Department right next to the White House there. By the way, our other friend there, Musk, has got access to your tax returns. So maybe we'll get those very easily without going through the process before. It is just ripe for all sorts of abuses, absent those checks and balances. This is a man who has everything about his history up to this point and what he has said, what he has done, suggests he has nothing but contempt for not only the FBI, but for the process by which investigations are properly undertaken.
Properly. Is that subjective? If he opens a file on me, Jim, it's going to be because I'm guilty of kicking all the ass and taking all the names.
Right. And
hey, that was your New Year's resolution.
Right. And again, we haven't chatted about it yet, but I suspect we will when the president again 2 days ago says, you know what, I am now in charge of the FCC and I'm in charge of all of these other independent agencies.
Quote unquote independent agencies.
Right. When the president, as he did, said that, and that's the other big one that's out there. I don't want to leave Cash Patel quite yet, but that's the other really big news story. In addition to this Musk stuff at the Social Security Administration, at the IRS, when the president of the United States of America, yes, once again, issues a piece of paper with his very elaborate signature on it, but says, you know what, I'm not going to embrace this thing called the unitary executive theory, and all those independent agencies out there, all of them are now in my control, and an interpretation of the law, as he said, that contravenes what I say or what the attorney general says is not the law.
Meaning only I and the attorney general can tell you what the law is. And of course, it's part of that smell of authoritarianism that we've had burning in the last couple of days. Specifically, I mean, I guess this week. I mean, he started out with a Napoleon quote, you know, breaking law if you're saving the country. Comes up with that. And then yesterday or the day before, he's the king. You know, there's a very specific progression, or at least consistent attitude coming out of this administration.
Absolutely. And again, will those kinds of things be challenged? Sure they will. Federal judges, trial judges, and probably appellate judges will similarly stop this from going ahead in terms of the president exercising rulemaking authority and other things with respect to these agencies. But once again, I've said it now three or four times just this afternoon, once it gets up to the Supreme Court, it's told them back in July 1, you got to be able to do what you can do and what you should be able to do to make certain the government goes. And there is an argument based upon that Trump versus United States case, the first few pages, that what he's doing, again, in undermining not only the Constitution, but basically the very ways in which all of these independent agencies have been established, maybe the Supreme Court says, yeah, we've gotten it wrong since FDR, and the president should have responsibility. That's the country in which we're living right now, and that's the specter.
Well, the good news is this is a second term. He can't run again. 855-752-4842.
And so he may have authority over the Federal Election Commission, which is also an independent agency. What do? They establish rules and regulations for federal elections. Huh. We're going to have another one.
But isn't the commission bipartisan? And they don't do squat because it's always by, you know, it's Republicans and Democrats, an equal number each, so nothing gets done.
Right. And all the more reason then he will say that's the reason why I need to be the one to supplant these board members who are not doing anything. We don't have a quorum. We can't get things out of there. And for that reason, too, he will say, Donald Trump, my president, will say, I need authority to direct the FEC to do what it should do, including the election in 2028.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from the SAC, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, let's remember that none of Musk's little minions have been vetted at all. We don't even know if they're American citizens. you know, at least when I started with the state of Wisconsin years ago, I mean, that I had to sign off on an ethics agreement. I agreed to, had to read the ethics code and agree to comply with it. These guys haven't had to do that. They haven't had to go, gone through any particular screens, any background checks or anything like that. The fact that they're digging into our personal information, and, you know, Trump is not questioning this kind of thing, we should just put a little bug in Trump's ear and say, hey, Mr. President, those guys are looking at your information, too. Yeah. And maybe that would shut everything down right quick. I mean, that...
And, Mark, when you work for the state, I have myself not worked for the state, but federal government, I know that on your first day and probably once a year, you had to sign off on all those commitments to uphold the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, the United States, and to do things according to rules and regulations and to do things ethically and not make disclosures, right? That's a part and parcel of every employment situation in government.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. James Santel, host of Amicus, the Law Review, broadcasting on Saturdays 9 to 11 a.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Giving you a little preview of that fine conversation. Jess P.S. is on the board. You folks are on the lines. Wisco Paul, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show today, you guys. First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking Merrick Garland for not doing his job. That's a biggie right there. And then there's another gentleman named Jim Comey, was the head of the FBI that opened up an investigation on Hillary that should have never happened. So they're implicated in this too. But I want to bring up one thing here, and that's Trump actually has an army now. I mean,
he's got 1,600 people out there, Paul, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Gestapo. The Republicans are scared to death of him. And I don't see this ending well. I mean, I just, unless the Supreme Court's going to have to step up here. And then when you think about that also, maybe he has another army, maybe the United States Army, because his minion is in charge of that also. But I'll just leave you with this. The Financial Times that I read today, that in the current course of things, with what Musk is doing in the government, shutting down all these research things that are going on, we're headed for a recession in the next 6 months, and not an easy recession. So there's a lot of things to look at here. And that's why I'm going home and drinking some Johnny Black.
Usually it's a spotted cow for Paulie, but when it gets a little heavy, you got to go to the heavy stuff, little Johnny Walker Black. Thank you for the call. Wisco, your thoughts, counselor.
Again, Paul needs to continue to be out there, as do all the other Americans, continuing to highlight these things. And again, it's happening quickly. Again, we already highlighted the notion that it's been just 1 month. It seems like it's been several years, but it's been just 1 month. And even with all these numbers of executive orders out there, yes, there are people today. I do not mean to minimize the dramatic impact upon all these federal employees out there who no longer have jobs today, and they're no longer doing their jobs. There's nobody replacing them right away. The consequences of this are immediate. They're happening right now. And again, to Paul's good point, whether it's 6 months or 8 months down the road, let's take the temperature of the country once again, and let's draw the line right back to today and make certain we all understand that this happened because of these things going on in the White House right now.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. That is James Santel. We're going to come back with more of your calls, 855-752-4842. We can draw this line back to 30 days ago.
We can.
And what's going to happen in 30 days from now, and 60 days from now, and 90 days from now. His poll numbers are already declining. As the results of some of these 70-some executive orders, historic beginning of the Trump administration, some folks aren't very happy, including some Republicans and MAGAs. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts.
counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jeff P.S. on the board, James Santel across the desk. You folks are on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC. We got a YouTuber comment. Mark says, Cash Patel's confirmation as FBI director is a massive win for accountability. He'll expose the deep state's rot and refocus the Bureau on law enforcement, not political vendettas.
Didn't he publish an enemies list today?
I mean, he literally put it in his book, dude.
It is in his book, yes. Yeah, the people we're going to go after. And again, the President of the United States of America has said, I am, right, your retribution, right? And the president, as we know now, can pick up the phone and talk to his attorney general about how that that retribution gets enacted. And it's not too much to assume that he'll also call Cash Patel and say, you know what, here are the people we need to go after.
And Cash Patel will take that call.
We'll take that call.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't.
You better. But, right. You better be loyal, because right. That's how it works.
Right.
855-752-4842. Callers, be patient. I want to talk about this in the break. I want to kind of throw this one out there as well. Vanity Fair reporting. They're scared S-less, crapless, let's call it. The threat of political violence informing Trump's grip on Congress, with the president smashing norm after norm, even lawmakers within his party have feared for their personal safety, and at least one has told confidence that it has swayed his decision-making. Wait, what? Mm. I mean, if you're a member of a political party and you're scared of your constituents, maybe you should not be a member of that political party. Right. I'm just saying. According to one source, again, this is Vanity Fair reporting this, according to one source with direct knowledge of events, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis told people the FBI warned him about credible death threats when he was considering voting against Pete Hegseth's nomination for defense secretary. I'm thinking, so I go across a couple of things. Number one, if that's true, oh my God, I mean, really?
Absolutely.
Right? Wow, that's crazy.
Shocking, right?
That is out there. But now I think about what Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, said one time when he was informed by the FBI that he was parroting Russian propaganda and talking points. He thought he was getting set up by the FBI. Now, if I'm going to take the Ron Johnson view of this, is it possible? Is it probable? Is it likely that there was no death threat, but Trump used his FBI to go tell Tom Tillis that there was because they needed his vote.
I think the future FBI may well do that. We're not certain. Right now, again, I don't think that Kash Patel has brought his family pictures into his office quite yet, but tomorrow morning he'll be there, right? Yeah. I still have enough confidence right now, even though there have been resignations and other departures from the FBI, that there are enough mainline, kind of high-level people there at the J. Edgar Hoover building who have, once again, the legitimate assignment to keep people safe. And if you do, in fact, remember Christopher Wray, the former director, talked about this a lot. The threat to America being a domestic threat, right? And our own people threatening each other, threatening federal judges. My sense is right now, if someone came to Tom Tillis from the FBI, again, the non-Kash Patel FBI, and said, Senator, we have some legitimate, and they're not going to go public with this. We've got to make this a confidential briefing. We've got credible reasons to believe that your life may be in danger. We're going to probably even protect you somewhat as this goes forward. That it would put some stock in. The Ron Johnson piece. Again, the FBI has a legitimate interest in letting him know that what he is advocating here, what he's articulating in the public domain, is pulled right out of Putin's playbook, right? And what Ron Johnson says, that rather than embracing that, oh gosh, I guess that's not a good thing, he then turns it around. And then that's when it does become made up. My point here is just that under the FBI that I knew, under all administrations, Republican, Democratic, they would do this apolitically and tell a Democrat, tell a Republican, if indeed they're legitimate threats, question, will Kash Patel continue to do that? I certainly hope so, but time will tell. Once again, that's another reason Paul's got to continue to monitor all this.
855-752-4842. Senator Ron Johnson and articulate are not two words I usually hear in the sentence at the same time. 855-75-CIVIC. Dynamo Dave calling from Duluth, Minnesota. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you and your fine listeners recall back, I think it was July 26th, when Trump was telling a group of Christians at the Turning Point Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida, quote, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it. No good. You have to vote. And I was wondering if that relates back to what you guys are saying in regards to the federal elections.
Right. So among the agencies, as we said, that are in this executive order from 48 hours ago that consolidate power. And again, you can't overstate the significance of it. It's ridiculous. It is craziness. And yet, there it is. It's by the President of the United States of America drawing inside his ambit the Federal Trade Commission, Federal Communications Commission, which is the one that Dom's afraid of now, right? the National Labor Relations Board, right? The Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh, yeah, I got to get that money.
The Federal Reserve, right? All these things that have dramatic impacts upon the way in which we live. If this president executes not only this executive order, but then works under this theory and nobody pushes back, and even though these people are challenged, if in the end the Supreme Court says, yeah, you can do this, Donald Trump, that's when I think your concern about what happens in 2028 is a whole lot more realistic, because you've consolidated all the executive power. You've got the United States Senate plainly cowed by what you're doing here, at least the present majority here.
But at some point, though, Jim, aren't they're going to have to go back they're going to have to get elected again. You know, certainly the senators have longer terms, obviously. But, you know, there will be consequence to these actions.
There should be.
And if it's beyond, call it the pilfering and the corruption, but real, you know, downwind consequence to these actions, they're going to have to come back and push back simply for their own political survival. Right. Now, the question I have is, at what point does the MAGA senator or congressman, you know, balance their political survival versus their actual survival? I mean, if you are literally physically scared, S-less, as Vanity Fair is reporting, and the Republicans are scared to death of MAGA, they're scared of their voters, their constituents, they're scared of the Trump supporters, well, where are we, man? They're going to get rolled over.
Right. Where is your ethical lodestone there? It doesn't exist anymore. It's nowhere to be found.
I got plenty of loathing. Come back with us. Fear and loathing in Racine. 855-752-4842. Broken dreams recovering.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has banned transgender student athletes from competing in girls' sports. According to an announcement by WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser on Wednesday, the Board of Control voted to update its policy to ensure compliance with federal directives. Those federal directives come from an executive order signed by President Donald Trump earlier this month, essentially reverting Title IX requirements to what they were during his first administration. The new policy is effective immediately. Both candidates for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election say they will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing their campaigns. Both state parties have donated millions to their preferred candidate in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court campaign in history. Supreme Court candidates are not required by law to recuse themselves from cases involving a political party, and the decision to recuse is typically left up to the justices. Both claim they will not prejudge cases. Less than 2 weeks after opening them, Barron County officials say the snowmobile trails in the area will close on Sunday. According to county officials, the trails are expected to quickly deteriorate with warmer weather in the forecast this weekend. The trails officially opened on February 14th, and the 10 days of availability would be one of the shortest snowmobiling seasons in decades if lackluster snow conditions prevent their reopening. Due to basically non-existent snow conditions last year, the snowmobile trails in the county weren't opened at all. Nearly 1 year after a months-long effort to raise the funding needed to save the school, Northland College will officially close at the end of this school year. On Wednesday, the Board of Trustees voted unanimously to close the school, citing the same declining enrollment and inflation issues that nearly closed the school last year. They say even after the aggressive cuts they made to staff and academic offerings, as well as receiving over 1,000 donations, there is no path forward financially that would allow the school to remain open. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, highs 15 to 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday. More clouds and upper 30s Sunday. We're at 18 right now.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Norm Kapinski from Appleton Cigar joins the show and makes a popcorn pick of the week. And then president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Tim Cody, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board, spinning the tunes, loving me some rock and roll. Got James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus Law Review, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Thank you, Jim. And don't forget, folks, the last segment of the day, tell us something good. Gonna tell us something good. Jess gonna tell us something
Please.
Good. Jim's gonna tell us something good.
There's good stuff out there.
I'm gonna come up with something by then to tell you something good. I got one in my pocket. So join us for that as well. 855-752-4842. I guess wrapping up kind of the Cash Patel situation here now, the new head of the FBI. Well, he'll be, I'm sure, very happy to learn that the Oath Keepers ex-leader convicted of sedition wants to work for the FBI. Oh, yeah. Elmer Stewart Rhodes III, founder and former leader of the Oath Keepers, told reporters at CPAC he would enjoy working for the FBI or for Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. Rhodes was sentenced to 18 years in prison after being convicted of sedition after the January 6th insurrection, but of course was pardoned. It was all political witch hunt, Jim. But, you know, only the finest applications for the FBI going forward.
There you go. And quite literally, once again, the inmates have taken over, right?
Yeah.
Right? And we don't even have to draw a line from one to the next. That is happening now.
Literally.
Literally, right? Right. And this is a man, once again, who wanted to overthrow the government, not just on January 6th, but even before that. He is a violent person. There is absolutely, positively no way, under any circumstance, that he would pass a background check.
So that means he'll be joining the FBI soon.
Apparently so. Apparently so.
Background check? Right. We don't do that. Right. We're efficient. Right. If you do a background check, that slows things down. You can slow down with that government bureaucracy by doing a background check.
Apparently there's a thing called the Department of Government Efficiency, and it's out there. And presumably, once again, if that should happen in any way, yeah, all these things, we're not just drop kicking the regular rules. We're threatening our national security. It's nothing short of that. If someone like Stuart Rhodes can get access, if someone like Elon Musk can get access to all this Social Security information, Treasury information, IRS information, if somehow in some way Stuart Rhodes and others get into the FBI, we need to begin to think, we talk to our local law enforcement about providing protection that the FBI will no longer be providing to us. And they do a huge number of things. Preventive law enforcement on a regular basis. They intercede to stop things from happening. Will that be a part of the mission? They do a community outreach to talk to elderly people about scams out there. I'm told that's being stopped. All kinds of things that are beyond the core work. To stop the bank robbers and the human traffickers and the methamphetamine lab purveyors, those kinds of things. Huge numbers of things that we do not see on a regular basis that keep us more safe and more secure. Stuart Rhodes is not on that plan.
I mean, but if Cash Patel, you know, I mean, it's his call, right? We'll see. We'll see, folks. We'll see. 855-752-4842. Our buddy Cam from Appleton, my old stomping grounds. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Oh, boy. Thanks for taking my call. Where to start? Cash Patel looks like, you know that stare that he has? He looks laser locked on the nearest woman that's in her menstrual cycle in his vicinity.
I get that.
I didn't quite get it, but please continue. I don't think I need to hear anymore. Go ahead, Cam.
That's okay. Folks don't understand that what they're doing for letting go of the federal employees. They're using a clause in their contracts because they first are gutting the probationary employees, the ones that had just started, right? They're going under the clause that it's for performance reasons, and then they're also extending that to people that aren't even in their probationary periods anymore, even some people that have got or received many awards. I need to extend to people like CJ that exist out there. God forbid that they exist. that would you let a 20-year-old tell you how to run your business? Would you let a 19-year-old named Big Balls tell you how to sell homes or rent homes out? CJ, ask yourself those very easy questions, or just divert and start talking about Biden or whatever you want to complain about, because you can't focus on anything in the future because you'll never be happy.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that out there, Cam. Thank you for your call and your thoughts. And I think a lot of folks won't really appreciate the enormity of what might happen until it affects them. And I've been seeing some articles recently, Cam and Jim and Jess, about, you know, some you know, mega who, you know, voted for Trump as a veteran and at this place or that place, and all of a sudden they got the leather out.
They literally do not have the support, sometimes the physical support. The agriculture department, right, our farmers out there who depend centrally upon the Department of Agriculture, not only for subsidies and monies, but also basic programming. You get rid of those people, there's nobody who's on the other end of the phone. And yes, maybe eventually you're going to put some loyalists in those positions who, once again, do not know how the Department of Agriculture works. The reason why all of these firings are also catastrophic for the individuals who are losing their jobs, but also you're losing a huge amount of experience and expertise.
Institutional knowledge.
Absolutely. And when you lose
of how
that,
to work at home for free without working.
Right.
I mean, that's what they're saying. Oh, you work in, and the whole, I mean, come on, you got to, today's technology, you got to go to the office. Is that a thing? Or you can't do your work remotely? They think they're just sitting home watching Netflix all day long.
Right. And it's absurd. My own sense, having worked inside the federal government, and actually I worked on Capitol Hill many, many years ago, and in the White House for a very brief period of time as well, the great majority of people are there because they want to serve their nation. And they do it with, again, varying levels of expertise, but that expertise is all premised upon how long you've been there. You know how, and I don't mean this in a bad sense, how the systems work, and you can make those systems work to the benefit of your constituents. People coming in after all this expertise is shown the door, our government begins to fall apart. And when you go to your local Social Security office and say, you know what, I've got a concern about the benefits that I'm getting and nobody is there, or you've got to travel to Chicago or to Cleveland to find somebody to talk to.
You better be calling your congressman and your senator and lighten them up. You know,
absolutely.
Because it's almost like, you know, the short-term gain, if there is to be any, would be lost by the long-term lack of efficiency when you got people that cannot or do not have the capabilities to properly and efficiently do the same job that perhaps someone who's been there for 20, 30 years could do.
And for those residents, those citizens who are dependent upon Social Security checks for their livelihoods, heaven forbid that at some point we have health concerns or worse among that population as well, because literally their monies are not being sent into their accounts.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are next. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us today?
Hi, you guys. First of all, I strongly recommend Saturday mornings. I can't wait. this is so troubling to me because, in all honesty, we've seen attempts in our area, in the Eau Claire area, of a Uniroyal takeover. And what, you know, by a, and it was a hostile takeover, but they fought it off. However, this reminds me of a hostile takeover. You're not going in to fix the problem. You're not getting ideas of people who know the business. You're just firing everybody, and then then what they would do is take retirement funds. You know, they'd run the business to the ground, take the retirement funds, and then leave the people. And this just reminds me of this. Kind of a scary thing, you know, the way that they're going after our government like this and totally gutting and starving and going over everything that the people depend on. So that's just my personal biased opinion, and I'm happy about it, about you guys, Civic Media, and all of you for doing such a great job keeping people educated. And have a great evening, and I look forward to Saturday morning. Bye.
Thanks so much, Janie. Call in as well, and we can talk more on Saturday.
Thank you for the call, Jeannie. Appreciate your input as always. A hostile takeover, they were voted in, you know, unfortunately, and Trump said he was going to do some of these things. I don't know that, you know, 76 or whatever executive orders is a wonderful thing. I mean, if you think you have a mandate, you have your Congress behind you, you have your party behind you, and you go through the legislative process. We are working on a budget right now. The government could be shut down in the next six weeks. We haven't gotten there yet. I mean, because this is just 30 days in, man.
You know
there are going to be some real deadlines that are going to have to be met. There's going to be some real consequence if those deadlines are not met. And this is all just noise right now.
It is. And again, as we said before, it's one thing for the president to sign a piece of paper on Tuesday. It may well be that it's going to be six Tuesdays down the road before the impact of that really happens. And to Jeannie's point, it appears more and more, with each passing day, more and more polling indicating that the American people have some buyer's remorse, or at least almost half of the American population that voted for him, looking at him and saying, this is not what we intended. We haven't even talked about Ukraine, but that off the charts on that when he is owning up to Putin, right? The Americans are not supporting that. And Donald Trump is a product of the media, right? NBC and others. You wonder if at some point I would like to think that at some point he would say, we've got to try to address those bad numbers. I'm tanking here very badly, but he will plainly just lie about that and move on.
855-752-4842. Margaret from Cottage Grove, you are next. Welcome, Margaret. What do you got for us?
Well, it occurs to me, and this is probably more directed at Jim, what kind of moron fires FBI agents and CIA agents and thinks that there's going to be no retribution at all?
I'm thinking
these people that have been fired or are going to be fired might be upset.
Yes. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Absolutely, Margaret. And again, there is no good news here, but the small glimmer of hope is for them, for those people who are now being illegally fired. As the previous caller said, the probationary employees, maybe you can get rid of them without showing some performance issue. But these others who've been there for a long time, the CIA folks and the FBI folks you were just talking about, Margaret, and coming to them after 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years and saying, you've got performance problems, and they can come forward to what's called the MSPB, the Merit Systems Protection Board, and challenge this and talk about putting a burden upon that agency now, and what, hundreds, maybe thousands of employees who've been there for a long period of time are now appealing through this administrative process to either to get their jobs back, which they may not want, or to get what? Compensation for the damages they have suffered by not being in employment situations, for the pain and suffering they've suffered. That's also a part of this process. And yes, they can also appeal that to the federal district court if they're unsatisfied with that. The consequences here are so broad. Exactly, Margaret.
855-752-4842. Tom from Jackson, you are next. Welcome, Tom. What are your thoughts?
Well, if it's something good, my phone says Monday's 42, Tuesday's 42, Wednesday's 41.
It's warming up in Wisco, baby. That's a good thing.
And I think that I think some on the right are finally starting to see that there's something big happening and they need to open their eyes. I think that's good.
Right on, man. We appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We only got a minute left in the segment, Jim. But you did mention Ukraine and Trump and the foreign policy. And what I don't hear, again, consider the source, Trump calling Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, a dictator.
Right, right.
He's not having elections.
And by the way, you brought this war upon your own nation.
Yes, this is your fault. And certainly, contradicting the Republicans in the Senate and in the Congress.
A guy named Mike Pence going public today saying, no, Mr. President, it was a war of aggression brought on by Vladimir Putin. You've got it wrong, Mr. President. That's his former vice president saying that.
Oh, hang Mike Pence?
Right. That's exactly the person.
You think,
right?
Trump gives a damn about what hang Mike Pence had to say? Hey, folks, come back with us one final segment. Tell us something good. Want to end the day on a positive note with a cherry on top, maybe a little whipped cream. 855-752-4842. More with Jess P.S. and James Santel on the other side.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20,000, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say and something good to share, 855-752-4842. Tell us something good, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess, let's start with you, since this was your bright idea.
Why do you make it sound like it was such a bad idea?
It's a great idea. I love this.
Spectacular.
It is a great idea. It just makes me work a little harder. I got to come up with something good. I'm such a negative Nancy all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
it's
Jess,
good exercise for you.
Yeah, tell me what's good for me.
It's part of my job.
I'll tell you what's good for me.
Something good.
Yes.
This isn't necessarily bright and cheerful and happy, but this is just good.
Okay.
I've been rewatching The West Wing. And last night I got to the season 2 finale, which, if anyone who is familiar with this show, the season finales of this they're always very big, very dramatic, and this There's a very dramatic death that occurs and a reckoning with it. And the acting of it, the production of it is just incredibly done. It is so deeply artistic and so emotional that you cannot help feeling things and processing through some things that you're feeling while watching it. So I watched it last night. I had a really good cry from it. It was very cathartic.
Right. Oh, so, you know, I always kind of bust your chops because I reference things that you haven't seen yet. Right. I have not watched West Wing, so you would recommend.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Big fan of Aaron Sorkin, who's the author of that and NBC producing that. And it also, if I can just follow up on Jess's good thought there. And to make this not darker, but the importance of the arts, right, in conveying those kinds of things. We've got creative people in this nation who can change the ways in which we think and move ourselves to not only emotions, but also good intellectual things. And my president is now the head of the chairman of the board or the, in charge of the Kennedy Center, where they're canceling performances right now.
Yeah, they got rid of those gay dancers.
Exactly.
Yeah, can't have that. Yeah.
And so we can't have the arts anymore. No. And again, it's the juxtaposition of those two amazing things, West Wing, Aaron Sorkin, Jeb Bartlett, our fictitious president for all those years, right?
Oh,
and
man.
Now we have a real president who is just the polar opposite, right?
All right, Jim, you got something good?
I do. We talked a lot of today along with your callers, Gene, Margaret, Paul, Mark, everybody, Tom, about all of these federal workers and contractors who are losing their jobs. So if you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area and you're suddenly finding yourself on the receiving end of a pink slip, you should know that there are all sorts of corporations and companies there who are paying it forward. So, for example, there's a flower shop in Alexandria that's offering free bouquets for any recently laid off federal employees and contractors. You go forward, you identify the date of your furlough and what happened to you.
Nice.
A place called the Right Proper Brewing Company. If you want to buy a federal worker a beer, Jess, the Shaw Brew Pub has a pay it forward program allowing customers to do just that. You buy a beer for $8 through an online program called Executive Order Me a Beer. Okay.
Nice.
Right. You've got the D.C.-based choir. The 13th choir is offering two free tickets for its upcoming performance of To the Field of Stars for any federal workers who have been laid off recently. Lyman's Tavern, once again, hosting a happy hour on fundraiser for federal workers alongside the Federal Unionist Network on February 21st. That's tomorrow.
That's
all kinds
tomorrow.
Of good things on behalf of federal employees finding themselves out of a job inappropriately, illegally today in our nation's capital.
Well done. All right, James Santel,
lighten it up. Appreciate that. Tell us something good. Well, Mary, she texted in, I am a new grandma. Amelia Joan was born yesterday. Aww.
Congratulations, Mary.
Yeah, congratulations. That's fantastic. Hope mommy and the baby doing well. Tom from Madison, he's got something good. You know how to play the game. 855-752-4842. Tom, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm working with a group called Fermat's Last Theater Company, and they are doing a play that I'm performing at Muso Madison, the new music space on Winnebago, called Joe Hill, Alive is You and Me. If you want to hear about the labor movement back in 1910, 1915, it's Muso Madison, 2040, Winnebago. It's free, though donations are accepted. And we handle all those really, scary terms like anarchy and communism and socialism. And I think you'd really like it.
Tom, you're on stage. What part do you play?
Everything.
Everything. Basically, okay.
I do the songs. And I got to tell you, when I first got approached to do this, I didn't know anything about Joe Hill except that Joan Baez sung about him at Woodstock.
And
when you take the deep dive into the IWW and, the back in the day when corporations had armies and there were massacres of coal miners and things that, might be creeping into our national history again today, couldn't be a better time to see it.
Right on, Tom. Thank you so much. Appreciate you sharing. Folks, go check it out. It's free, but they do take donations. 855-752-4842. I want to share just a little bit since we're running out of time. Jimmy Pritzker, governor of Illinois, did his state of the state yesterday. A couple of paragraphs I want to share with you right now. There are people in my own party who think that if you just give Donald Trump everything he wants, he'll make an exception and spare you some of the harm. I'll ignore the moral abdication of that position for just a second to say almost none of those people have the experience with this president that I do. I once swallowed my pride to offer him what he values most, public praise on the Sunday news shows in return for ventilators and masks in the worst pandemic. We made a deal. Turns out his promises were as broken as the BiPAP machines he sent us instead of the ventilators. He concludes, Pritzker, tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance. Democracy requires your courage. So gather your justice and humanity and do not let the tragic spirit of despair overcome us when our country needs us the most. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. Thank you, James Santel, former U.S. Attorney. Check his show out on Saturdays, 9 to 11. Thank you, Jess P.S. Folks, stick around. Pichwaba Nightlight coming up next. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage of the American Birkebeiner from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Peter Rapine, and you join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Senate kicked off a long night known as Votorama, working through an unlimited amendment process, all aimed at scaling down a budget resolution. It comes as President Trump marks his first month in office, the White House touting his efforts so far to cut funding and the federal workforce. The IRS today began laying off some 6,000 employees. The decision led by Elon Musk's Doge team. ABC's Rick Klein has more.
We've seen the Department of Government Efficiency go kind of department by department. And yes, the Internal Revenue Service is the latest to be hit. Elon Musk appeared on stage tonight at a conservative gathering with a chainsaw and said, look, the ultimate goal of all of this is to return more money to taxpayers.
The majority of states around the country locked in a deep freeze. Kansas City, Missouri hitting a wind chill of 24 below. Kentucky's governor says the death toll in his state rising to 15 from this week's back-to-back storms and flooding. Israeli police investigating a series of explosions in Tel Aviv today on buses. This is ABC News. New details emerging in the 2022 murders of four university